It's time to link up for Isthmus and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Yes, it is time for Isthmus and That, and we have Desley Simpson on the line. How are you, Desley?
I'm really good. Morena, everybody. Fantastic day. School holidays, the traffic is light.
Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, I love school holiday traffic. It's the best.
Yeah, well, you know, it's oozing closer to the opening of the CRL 2, because the rail network is closed. Don't shoot the messenger, but it's closed again today for the weekend, as it's hopefully final dress rehearsal now, a weekly dress rehearsal, weekday timetable dress rehearsal for the CRL. So it's closed today on buses to place trains, but it's closed over the Matariki weekend as well. And hopefully this is the last one. So it's getting closer.
Ooh, give us a scoop, Desley. That's exciting.
Well, I think the scoop will come pretty closely after this final dress rehearsal, to be honest.
Cool. Good to hear it. Good to hear it. And obviously, it's Matariki tomorrow. We've got Friday off, and we're all really excited. What can people get up to in our city?
Look, there's heaps for Matariki. Matariki is interesting because it's a public holiday, obviously, tomorrow, but the festival started on Saturday last week. And the date changes, so it's not like normal public holidays, you know, that you know is always on the last something of the month or on a certain date. Because Māori follow an environmental calendar system, so that it uses the sun and the moon and the sort of various stars to determine the time. So it falls on the closest Friday to what they call the Tangaroa lunar period. And so that's why you can never know exactly when it is. But it is tomorrow, and we have a festival that goes from the 4th to the 19th of July this year. And, of course, a lot of people will just think of Matariki as the long weekend. But there's over 100 events taking place across our beautiful city, from things in, you know, way out in, like, the Howick Colonial Village to concerts and art events. But the big event, for want of a better word, is the National Hautapu Ceremony, which is, that means like a sacred pre-dawn ceremony, and it's broadcast across the country. It's the big event this year, and it's going to be hosted by Ngāti Whātua at Takaparawhau, which is Bastion Point. So it's a big event. It starts at 5:30, goes from 5:30. If you want to drive to that event, there are two very big car parks that you can use, one at the Akarana Marine Sports Centre and one at Gramatech Rugby. And there will be shuttles every 10 minutes taking people up to Takaparawhau for the event. If you want to come by bus, the Tamaki Link that goes from the city is every 15 minutes along Tamaki Drive, which you can then catch the shuttle when it goes out, when you stop outside Akarana. And their Tamaki Link is going to be operating extra early tomorrow, starting at 4:30 as well, so people can get there. But it's a really special event, and if the weather's going to be like this, and actually I have just checked and it's going to be a stunning day tomorrow, you'll get the most awesome sunrise up during the Hautapu, so it's really good. But look, new to the Matariki this year is also what they're calling Nareo Te Rangi, which is Voices of the Stars, which is a concert at the Town Hall on the 10th of July, and it's bringing together wonderful artists like Stan Walker, Troy Kingi. So that's a real celebration of Mātauranga Māori and music, so that's another good thing. But look, there's stuff everywhere, and there's a great website, matarikifestival.org.nz, where you can go and have a look at what the Matariki events are in your area. You know, all our cultural centres, like the art gallery, MOCAT, museum, they're all doing Matariki events as well. There are events for kids that can learn you know, how to weave. We've got a wonderful, at Pukekohe, they've got a kite day on Saturday, and I think there's a kite day at Puketapa Puke Te Papa local board is putting one on Sunday, another kite day. So there's a huge number of events. Go to matarikifestival.org.nz and have a look at all the different options. It's a special time for our country, a special time for our city. We've got the vector lights on the Harbour Bridge. And also, one more thing, if I could just quickly put one more thing is, did you know we have, in Tāmaki Makaurau, the world's largest indigenous light trail?
Really?
So, yes, we do. Can you believe it? You've heard it first, and it's in the best city in the world. These are a number of sculptures, for want of a better word, that come to life at night. So they're light sculptures, so they look awesome at night. I've put them on my Facebook page, actually. But they tie together the existing light installations that we've got in Queen Street and Elliot Street and to create this big sculpture. It's all flat, easy to walk. You can download the map. And then the light sculptures are just awesome. And some of them tell stories. I got a bit of a moment, actually. One of them is got the voice of Sharon Hawke, who has recently passed this year. Because, of course, Matariki is about celebrating those who have passed and looking to the future as well. But she talks about the importance of Moana and the ocean and how to look after it. And so it's not just an indigenous light trail that you can walk and take the most amazing Insta photos for, but you can learn from it as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome that there's so much to do this Matariki in our beautiful city. Everyone head along, see how you can get involved and celebrate.
Yeah, I do hope a lot of people turn up tomorrow morning because it's a big special event at Takapara Whau. I've been before, I've been pretty much every year up there, and it is truly magical. It really is. Ngāti Whātua, you know, do themselves and our city proud with the way they host this, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow.
Now, speaking of closures, new beginnings, the climate response for our recovery office closed at the end of June. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how the storm recovery office closed and what the plan is moving forwards for climate events?
Yeah, look, it was a little bit bittersweet, actually, the closure of this office. Because if you cast your mind back, 2023 was probably, well, it wasn't probably, it was one of the biggest events weather-wise this city has ever had. And it was pretty traumatic for a lot of people. But actually, if you look at the nice side of that, through collaboration with central government, all governments, actually a couple of governments, iwi and local communities, our city is now, without a doubt, in a safer and better place. So the recovery was never just about kind of infrastructure or numbers. It was about supporting Aucklanders through some of the most disruptive and anxious moments of their lives. Mm. And I think we had a big team of people assessing homes and doing the mahi and work around that, and it, you know, they weren't about numbers. It was these were families living with fear and uncertainty and, you know, the weight of putting their lives back together. And when I look at some of our hardest hits residents in the likes of Piha, Karikari, Muriwai, Titirangi, they lost everything. And, you know, I went and spoke at the closure of the office and I said, you know, one of the things that I remember is talking to people who had lost everything themselves, and what did they say? Please look after my neighbour and the guy down the street. You know, there was no selfishness. It was all selfless and caring for others. So we really stepped up. We kind of learnt as we went along for a bit, but we are now significantly in a better place. We put together people like the Navigation Service, which was sort of dedicated face-to-face support, walking alongside individuals and whānaus when they needed it the most, you know. But now, as I said, we are in a much better place. We have an Auckland Emergency Management Service that is sort of really certainly New Zealand leading. And so much so that we've had Tauranga City Council come and visit us last week to learn We've already spoken to Tauranga City Council about it. We've got other councils in the country realising that Auckland has now done a significant amount of work in this space and is really well served to help our own city for the future, but can actually teach other cities. And girls, you know, if we look at the news, poor old Kaikoura is facing exactly what we did 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so it's as I said, it's a little bit of a bitter message. I can see our country suffering now, other parts of our wonderful Aotearoa suffering now, and yet, you know, it's our role now that we've sort of learned all those lessons and got to a really good place, I think, to help other councils learn too, because these events will happen again. But the key is, are we prepared? Are we able to put together large networks of people to help when it's needed and help, help do whatever's needed when these events happen? And they will happen. Mother Nature is wonderful, but she can put a sting in her tail when she wants to, can't she?
Are you confident that the Storm Recovery Office has run its course, it's done its purpose? Because I've spoken to people who are still struggling with flood-affected properties.
Yeah, look, it doesn't just go away, but I think it, from the purpose that it was set up to do as a result of, you know, the 2023 events, yes, you know, we've done what what it was set up to do. We've secured like $200 million in crowned co-funding for major flood resilience infrastructure in the likes of Mangere, Wairau Valley and Rānui. It's not as if we've stopped work. We're still doing that, you know. We've completed nearly 800 roading projects, 222 water supply projects, and more than 1,200 repairs to parks and community facilities. But, I mean, the program of work to continue putting our city front and centre of climate resilience is still going. You know, our making space for water, our investment in infrastructure to support our city through, certainly through water-based weather events, is ongoing. It doesn't stop. What has stopped is the recovery office that was set up to recover from the 2023 event.
Okay, so where would you point people who are still dealing with a flood-affected property that flooded in 2023 and, you know, haven't been kind of paid back for that, or no action has been taken?
Well, look, they've got to talk to their local councillor, or their local board, or their local elected member, and they'll point them to the right team of people, because there are sort of sub-regional teams. You know, people, you know, for the far north has a slightly different team to the south, etc. But that's what elected members are here to do, connect community to the right support and council to assist. And it's still there, as I said. Just because the recovery office has closed from that particular event doesn't mean our work program has stopped. Quite the opposite.
Okay, and in terms of prevention, that's kind of the main focus now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, one of the interesting things is, you know, and I know this isn't about money, but it is cheaper to prevent than to pick up the pieces at the bottom of the cliff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen that. We've got examples of that very clearly, where the cost of recovery, the cost of repair is much higher than the cost of actually getting out there and putting the fence at the top of the cliff, for want of a better word, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's been a really interesting lesson for even myself, you know, because, of course, we're coming into what we call the long-term plan, which is the sort of 10-year plan for Auckland, where we've got to put our money, our investments, and, you know, we'll be asking Aucklanders about this. But, you know, as an elected member, certainly as in my role as Deputy Mayor, supporting the Mayor, putting this plan together, it is about preparing our city. You know, if we want to deliver value for the money that we have to spend, it is actually proving that you've got to put that investment in infrastructure ahead of trying to repair it when it breaks and something goes wrong.
Yeah, it's far easier on the communities as well.
Mm.
Yeah. That's all the time we have this morning with you, Desley, but thank you so much for joining us on the show, and we'll catch up with you in a fortnight.
You will. Happy Matariki.
Manawatea Matariki. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.